Musa went home to his village after being away at school in a large town. As he got out of his canoe and trudged up the hill to the village, he was puzzled. Where were all the little children that would normally come running to greet him? They had all run away to hide. They thought that he was an evil spirit coming to get children to put into the holes of the new bridge being built in the city. The adults had told this story, believing it to be true. Actually, it was bad people who used to steal children, not spirits. The children didn't recognize Musa because he was wearing a new kind of hat. He understood how frightened they would have been, and they all laughed when they realized it was just their friend, Musa.
Hello, this is Women of Hope. I'm Carol, and Tammy and I are happy to be with you today. That was a great story, Tammy. Where did it come from?
I heard it from my friend Marge. She's a nurse who used to work in Musa's village many years ago. I'll tell you more about Musa later if we have time, but first we're going to talk about something that can be embarrassing, worms. We've been finding out a lot from our nurse. It's interesting, but rather horrible.
You know, I used to think worms in our stomach were embarrassing, but not really serious. But I found out that having worms can be quite dangerous. So it's good for us to talk about this today. Maybe you've had worms and you already know how much trouble they can cause.
I knew a child who had very bad tummy pains. Her bowel seemed to be blocked. She was taken to the hospital very ill. They thought she might die on the way. At the hospital, they found that a huge tangle of worms had formed into a ball in her tummy.
If you see little children with huge pot bellies and skinny arms and legs, you might think that they haven't had enough food to eat. But it's possible that they may have worms as well.
Worms are common in tropical areas, and especially in the rainy seasons. Some kinds of worms, such as thread worms, get in through the mouth. They are tiny, up to 1 centimeter long, like thin white threads. They make the skin around the back passage very itchy, especially at night. They are also known in some countries as pinworms or seat worms. Children often catch them from other children who have the eggs on their hands from scratching their itchy bottoms. These worms often pass through by themselves, and they are easily treated with medicine from the health clinic. Then there are roundworms, which are up to 30 centimeters long and round like a pencil. You get roundworm eggs from food or water contaminated by soil that has feces in it from people or pigs.
I read that a quarter of the world's population has roundworms, and I was absolutely amazed. But apparently, people often don't realize that they're infected by roundworms. Roundworms can be more dangerous than threadworms because they can get into the lungs or other organs.
And there are hookworms that usually enter through the skin of the feet. They travel to the person's intestines and suck their blood. Oh! But probably the most dangerous worms are tapeworms. They can grow many meters long, and segments of them break off and start new worms. The greatest danger is when the small sacs containing baby worms get into a person's brain or lungs and form cysts. People often die from these cysts.
Oh, Tammy, this is serious. Tell us, how do we know if a person has worms in their belly?
The simplest way is to look. Often worms can be seen in a person's vomit or their feces or bowel actions. So, If you think someone has worms, look carefully at these. They might feel nauseated and have indigestion and stomach pains that come and go. They could have diarrhea or constipation, and they pass lots of wind. They can lose their appetite and feel very tired with no energy.
I imagine that they're tired because they can't absorb the food that gives them energy before the worms take it.
That's right. And some worms suck the blood and make a person anemic. They don't have enough red blood cells, and the inside of their eyelid looks very pale. They may not sleep well, and often they grind their teeth at night. Infected children even have fits. The person might have a dry cough and itchy skin. Sometimes the worms can even come out of the mouth and nose.
Oh, it sounds really awful. But we need to know this because we need to look so that we can get rid of them. We've been talking about worms that get into our bodies. So we need to talk about how to avoid getting them in the first place.
And how to treat them if we do get them. The nurse Marge told me some things we can do. The most important one is to be really careful when getting rid of feces or bowel actions. If you don't have a toilet, build a latrine, a hole in the ground for your toilet. And don't let small children pass their feces onto the ground.
Always wash your hands properly with soap and water after using the toilet. Soap is the best investment that you can make for your family's health.
We need to eat in a clean way. Clean hands, clean food, and well-cooked meat. Tapeworms can be found in meat, especially pork, if it's not cooked all the way through.
Often children get worms, so we should teach our children to wash their hands often, especially before they eat. Don't let the children go barefoot outside, because bare feet can pick up hookworms or carry dried dung back inside.
And of course, drinking water needs to be clean. If it's dirty or could be contaminated, boil it for about 10 minutes. That will kill any parasites and their eggs that might be in it. You can't always see them.
So these are the things that we can do to help prevent worms getting inside of us. Wash our hands, drink clean water, wear shoes outside if we can. But Tammy, what did the nurse say about how to treat them if we do get them?
She said that worms can be easily treated with medicine from a doctor or healthcare worker.
And if we can't get to a healthcare worker, are there simple natural ways to get rid of them?
There is a natural way. Papayas can help get rid of intestinal worms. Collect 3 to 4 teaspoons of the milk that comes from the green fruit or the trunk of the papaya tree when it's cut. You want to mix this milk with an equal amount of sugar or honey, and stir it into a cup of hot water. If possible, drink it with a medicine that makes your bowel action soft. She also said that threadworms don't like garlic. Crush 4 cloves of garlic and mix this with 1 glass of liquid. This can be water, juice, or milk. And drink 1 glass every day for 3 weeks.
Wow, your breath sure would smell a lot of garlic, wouldn't it? But they sound like good practical suggestions, if you can get papayas or garlic.
If you do get medicine for worms, the nurse said it needs to be taken just as you're told, the right amount for the right time, especially for tapeworms. If one child has threadworms, then treat the whole family as you're probably all infected. And wash your clothes and all bedding when you start taking the worm medicine. Your children may have worms or germs in their bowel actions. So take care how and where you wash their clothes or diapers. You don't want to contaminate the water or soil.
So what do you think was most important about preventing worms?
I think it's all about being clean. Clean hands and feet. Clean food and water. Clean disposal of our waste and animal droppings. I don't want my family or my tummy to be a home for worms.
We've just been talking about worm infections. Worms cause so many different problems, it's often confusing, and it can be hard to decide what to do. And you know, I think many of our human problems are like that. We can ask, what's causing this problem? But the answer is not always clear.
Remember how in Musa's village, the people thought Musa was an evil spirit? But it was really bad people who had taken the children? What do you think about evil spirits? Some people believe they're everywhere, causing all sorts of human problems. Others believe in them, but think they would never affect them. Some people think there are no spirits, and that everything has a practical explanation. Do you wonder what spiritual powers are in the world? Today, Fran's here again to tell us a true story that may help us to think about this question. Welcome, Fran.
Thank you, Tammy. I'm glad to be here with you again. Jesus, God's Son, certainly believed that evil spiritual powers existed. In the Bible, we can read about many times that he healed sick people and other times when he came up against evil spirits. He knew the difference. I'd like to tell you one of those stories from God's true book.
Let's listen carefully so that we can remember.
One day, Jesus met some people crowded around a father and his son. The father shouted to Jesus, "Teacher, I beg you, look at my son, my only son. A spirit attacks him and throws him into a fit so that he foams at the mouth. It keeps on hurting him and won't let go. I begged your followers to drive it out, but they couldn't." Jesus answered, "How unbelieving you people are. Bring your son here." As the boy was coming, the demon knocked him over and threw him into a fit, so that he fell to the ground, rolling about and frothing from his mouth. The father told Jesus, "Many times the demon has tried to kill him by throwing him into the fire and into the water. Have pity on us and help us, if you possibly can." "If I can?" exclaimed Jesus. "Everything is possible for the person who has faith." "I do believe," cried the father, "but not enough. Help me to have more faith." More and more people were gathering. Then Jesus gave a command to the evil spirit. "Spirit, I order you to come out of the boy and never go into him again." The spirit screamed and threw the boy into a fit and then came out of him. The boy looked as though he was dead, but Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to get up and gave him back to his father. And all the people were amazed at the mighty power of God that they saw in Jesus.
How did you feel about that? Were you amazed too? What part of the story stands out for you, Tammy? Let's see if we can remember the main things of this story. Like, what did the father say about the boy?
His father said an evil spirit was trying to kill him and hurt him, and no one could get rid of the spirit or demon. He begged Jesus to help.
Then what did Jesus say to the father? "Yes, everything is possible if you have faith."
Then the father asked Jesus to help him have more faith and confidence in God.
Then Jesus ordered the demon to come out of the boy and never come back. And it went.
But it left the boy looking like he was dead. Imagine what the father was thinking. He might have feared that he lost his son.
But he hadn't. Jesus helped him up. And he was all right from that time on.
Now that we know what happened, let's think about what the story means. What do you think was wrong with the boy?
Well, we might have said that he had epileptic fits, not that fits are usually caused by demons. We just heard how they could be caused by worms. But Jesus saw what was causing the fits. He had God's knowledge about this situation.
But there was a spirit as well.
Yes, and it was evil. It wanted to hurt and kill. These spirits or demons are evil angels who follow Satan, the devil. Satan is the enemy of God and of all humans. But that father certainly went to the right person for help, didn't he?
Why do you think Jesus could deal with this powerful spirit?
Well, I think the power of God was in him. The people there were amazed when they saw that. Jesus said later, "I throw out demons by the hand of God, and this proves that the kingdom of God has come among you." Later, Jesus told his followers that they could stand up to evil spirits too, but they would need to pray to God, the Father, and place themselves under his authority.
And they needed faith too. Remember, Jesus said that with faith, anything is possible. I think he meant, put your trust in God. If you feel that you don't have strong faith, you know what? You can do what this father did. Ask Jesus to help you believe in him. Faith isn't just wishing really hard for something you want. It's believing that God has the power to act and will do the best thing for you because he is so good and wise.
So later, when Jesus' followers met demons, they told them to go using the power and authority of Jesus. Jesus still has that power, and you can call on him to deliver you from your fears, the power of evil spirits, or any other thing you fear. Jesus is still the Lord over all the spirits.
That makes me feel very safe. I don't have to be afraid of spirits or anything else if I am on Jesus' side, or rather, if he is on my side. It gives me confidence to face the world. It gives me hope because he loves me and he will never abandon me.
When Fran said that Jesus is Lord over the spirits, it reminded me of some words written in the Bible about Jesus. Listen. "And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father."
So that means that one day, all angels and people and demons will realize who Jesus is. We'll all want to follow him and worship him. Wow. So let's start to follow him now. He really is the Lord, the Master, and we can trust him completely. Would you like to hear the rest of Musa's story? Musa was very happy. It was a sunny day, and he was in love with a lovely young woman. He had come home to help his family with the rice harvest. When that was done, he planned to marry Maria. He and his father walked toward the rice field. Suddenly they stopped, shocked. They saw a patterned snake slither across the path in front of them. "Oh, no!" They turned around and hurried back towards the village. "We can't harvest the crop. I've seen the snake," his father said to his mother and the village people. The women all felt very sorry, but they believed that if you saw that snake, it meant the spirits wanted the rice crop for themselves. You would die if you went ahead with the harvest. They all knew it would be a very difficult year for the family without the harvest safely stowed away. Friends would help by giving some of their rice, but there would be hungry times ahead. Musa's mother would have to search the forest each day for mushrooms, fern leaves, and other things she could find to eat. Poor Musa. He knew he would have to put aside his dreams of marriage. It was a different story 3 years later. A very old man came to the village and told the people that if they turned to God, who is much more powerful than the evil spirits, God would protect them. They learned that his son, Jesus, gave his life for them. They were very glad and all decided to put their trust in Jesus. Although they were a bit nervous at first, they learned that they did not need to be afraid of the evil spirits anymore. So, if a bird flew overhead when they were going out to the rice fields, or if a snake slithered across their path, they would continue on, trusting God to protect them. He not only gave them great peace of mind, but he also saved them from hunger. They could eat what they grew and have some left over to share. And the children and parents learned they didn't need to be afraid of evil spirits stealing them away. There was much rejoicing in the village when Musa married his lovely bride. A great party was held, and his family welcomed Maria into their family.
What a difference it made when they put their faith in Jesus and trusted God to protect them. But they had to decide. I guess it felt risky to change their old customs, but they were glad they did, I'm sure. Would you like to be less fearful in your life? Are you willing to trust God to protect you? Ask him today to help you to believe with all your heart and mind. He may not take away all your difficulties, but he will give you strength and peace, and you'll be glad you did.
We would love to hear from you. You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.